Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
It started over 2 hours ago, donk. He's Joe, I'm Jeremy, we're Jeremy and Joe. ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Apparently, Mark and Brett have an uncle-nephew relationship.
Okay.
Through blood. Key from L.A., how sad is the city today with no Astros baseball in October for the second year in a row? Key from L.A. has been trolling on the text line today. I mean, your Angels haven't made the playoffs in, what, 15 years, Key from L.A.? Something like that? Go worry about who the next manager of the Anaheim Angels is going to be, Key from L.A. Do you all think Aaron Rodgers is for real, or is he just picking on bad teams?
I think he's – I don't know if he's for real. I think he can play at this level this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's fine. Like, I don't think he's. I mean, obviously not in his heyday. He's not in his prime. But with their defense and with his weapons, I think they could conjure up 8, 9, 10 wins.
Yeah,
like he doesn't have to play at a high. Like, take care of the ball. You know, get the ball into the hands of DK. Yeah, I think they can. I think they'll be in the hunt. Ocho, I think CeeDee Lamb's return could be problematic by causing Dak to force feed CD instead of him spreading the wealth. That's a fair point.
Then Dak's not a good quarterback then. We got to spread the ball around.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dak's a fine distributor of the ball.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried about it.
Blaine, Cincy should trade for Jameis. It'd be fun. Jameis throwing the ball to them. Can the Bengals go after Cousins? I'm not sure about their cap situation.
I think Russell Wilson or Jameis probably makes more sense.
Yeah, I would too.
They also, I don't know if Atlanta's like ready to trade him yet, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard to trade him because I think they're going to want, something, fourth rounder maybe, as opposed to a late round pick swap. And then his contract makes it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if I'm the Bengals, like, why are you doing that? Like, what is the furthest you're doing? Like, what is the furthest you're getting with Kirk Cousins? Like, what is best case scenario? You trade for Kirk Cousins, you trade for Russell Wilson. What is best case scenario for Cincinnati?
Best case scenario is that quarterback keeps them in the playoff hunt into December, and then Joe Burrow comes back and finishes the push.
Okay. And then what is the possibility of you making the playoffs in that best case scenario?
The way they're playing right now, it's so small.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm just kind of regrouping for next year.
Yeah, and investing in a backup quarterback.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to win 7 games. You know what I mean? Like, hey, okay, this is a natural way for us to go 5-12 and get a really good draft pick.
Yeah, go get an offensive lineman that you need, or go get a pass rusher. Because, like, they still only, the Hendrickson deal is only for a year. That's all it was. It was only a bonus for this year. So you have to get a pass rusher. You have to clearly help your offensive line. They have huge flaws on their team. Honestly, for teams like the Bengals and the Ravens, sometimes it's a blessing in disguise. If the Ravens, they currently hold, I think, the third pick in the draft, if the season ended today, obviously it's not going to play out that way at the end of the season, but if they end up with a top 14 pick again, that's only going to be a good thing for them in the long run.
Yeah, I think you can I think a rare bad season where you can land a top 10 pick isn't always the worst thing. I mean, Cincinnati did make the playoffs last year with Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's going to be very difficult for them to hold their head above water and then burrow back for the final 4 games, and then you make a run. I feel like that's wishful thinking. One day Kyler's going to explode in the pocket and all you guys are going to come around on him. I mean, I call him the greatest active athlete on planet Earth. I feel like I'm very complimentary towards Kyler.
How long do we have to wait on that, though? He's been in the league since, 2019? Like, I think if he was capable of being that guy, we would have seen it by now.
See, I think he has incredible tools. He's not a winning quarterback. Like,
yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they made the playoffs with Kyler one time, and obviously, I think they got destroyed. I don't remember what the score in that game was, but Yeah, I don't think Kyler's a winning quarterback. He's a very, as you said, Jeremy, he's a very toolsy guy, but he's always the guy that's going to make the losing play.
Yeah, I don't disagree. How did the Cam Ward interception touchdown happen? I missed it. He threw a pick. The guy that made the catch fumbled the ball. It, like, pinballed around into the end zone, and then Tyler Lockett dove on it. It was so weird, and it wasn't even the weirdest play of the game. I had DeMarcado in my lineup this week. I was mad, says Corey. He still finished with, like, 76 yards because he still gets the yards on it on that long play. Now, he loses 2 points because he fumbled.
Yeah, so it's about a five-point play instead of yeah, or five and a half points.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield or prime Tom Brady, ask Ocho.
Tough question.
Oh, come on.
He's showing his love for Baker. Eagles fan here, not nervous at all. We've been having these same conversations the past 3 years, and they've been to two of the last three Super Bowls. They go through this rough patch during the first half of the year. Every year, they've literally had a new OC for every year of Hurts' NFL career. R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
They also started 10-3 one year, and their offense was never good. Like in 2023, they had a really good record, and they collapsed.
10-1. It was 10-1. They collapsed.
So I don't think they're that team this year.
Well, we've also seen to the texture's point though, with their changing OCs every year. We've seen what difference it's made with who they've chosen. Because when they had Shane Steichen, obviously it was great. They went backwards. I forget the guy they hired after him.
Brian Johnson.
That's right. It was an offense that had like you zero motion, very uncreative. They went out, got Kellen Moore, got better again. So this might be one of those things for the Eagles where they chose the wrong OC and everything went backwards.
Are we already making that claim?
I mean, the offense hasn't been great.
I don't think I'm there yet, but it's hard not. I mean, they look nothing like they looked last year at all. I mean, it's not even close. And Saquon, he didn't practice today, but they expect him to be good on Thursday. But he hasn't been good this year. Like, it wouldn't shock me if we saw them make an OC change after the season if it goes this way. They're pretty aggressive what they've done there. Like they move on quick when things are not going well. So I think this team is likely going to be better than they've played offensively in the second half of these last two games, but it's not been pretty at all for them.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right. I have faith in my Eagles.
Your Eagles.
My Eagles.
You adopted the Cubs last week, now you're adopting the Eagles. What's up with you?
The Eagles are my NFC team. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Jalen Hurts guy.
What about Case?
I like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
he doesn't play.
Be a Viking or a Bears guy?
Yeah.
He doesn't play.
He's there.
If he played, I'd be rooting for them tremendously.
Okay.
It's a little different whenever you're holding the clipboard and playing.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Keith from L.A. says, I hope my Angels hire Albert Pujols. That way we can win 81 games. Keith from L.A.'s fandom. You would think that Keith from L.A. would like the Dodgers, you know, because he's a bandwagon guy, Keith from L.A. Like, he likes the Rams, not the Chargers. He likes the Lakers, not the Clippers. So you'd think he'd be a bandwagon guy, but he's an Angels fan, Keith from L.A.
I mean, Albert Pujols is going to be a great manager for them. I can't wait to see it.
They should just hire Mike Trout to be a player manager. The Albert Pujols makes no sense.
I think I'm out on Mike Trout, the player manager. So.
Why?
She's a story about him this weekend that came out.
Trout?
Yep.
No.
About back to the Tyler Skaggs death.
He did something with that?
The guy who was supplying the drugs, they placed this is going to be really gross. I apologize. They placed the wager to have someone eat a pimple off his back, the guy who was buying the drugs. Off Mike Trout's back. So I think I'm out on Mike Trout.
Ugh.
Yeah. I think I'm out.
Like, that was not a story I was expecting
to hear today. I know. But like, I think I'm out on Mike Trout.
What kind of stuff are you into?
It was on ESPN.
What are you searching?
It was on ESPN.
I didn't see this.
Or The Athletic. It was one of the two.
It's more like EXPN, I think.
Very different websites.
Yeah. I think I'm out on Mike Trout.
Kyler Murray will be the greatest. I'm just going to move on. Kyler Murray will be the greatest flag football quarterback ever once he makes the switch. He'd be great at flag football.
He'd be elite.
It wouldn't shock me if he's the quarterback. Like if the healthy guy,
he's not gonna spend his offseason doing that. He's gonna play Call of Duty.
That's
play.
True. Because I don't think like Lamar and those guys are gonna play.
No,
I know they're talking
not.
About it, but like I think it's gonna be a starter in the NFL. That's not one of the main, like one of the top 10 guys.
Maybe it could be Geno Smith, worst quarterback in the league.
He should be Tyler Huntley, Pro Bowl quarterback.
He'll be retired. I thought we were gonna see Tyler Huntley this weekend. Did
Justin Fields would be good. Like, what do you need to be a good flag football quarterback? Like, how much mobility? Do they run a lot? Like, I played intramural flag football, but I imagine that's a lot different than Olympic flag football.
I think you got to throw a little bit, but also the talent gap's going to be so huge it probably won't matter.
Like, do you want a runner there?
I think you want someone like Kyler.
So you want somebody fast and can throw.
Yeah.
So like Fields would be good.
Yeah, as long as it's not like short routes.
But
like, as long as it's all downfield.
I wonder if flag football is like one of those things where you need like cohesiveness.
All right, Kyler's not your guy then.
I wonder if you just get a collection of NFL guys though, and they get beat by like another good cohesive flag football team because like they're on it. You know,
there's just gonna be NFL guys on every team.
There's gonna be NFL guys on Team Mexico in flag football.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean? Yeah.
That's what happens in the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, because of their second nationality.
Yeah, we see all these American players like they go out and they get their Italian citizenship, and all of a sudden they're on Team Italy.
I don't know, man.
How else are these teams? They're not going to be able to field teams.
I don't think
that.
We're going to see that many NFL players on in flag football in the Olympics.
You don't think so?
I really don't.
Yeah, because I mean the summer games are going to be what, in August? Are they going to take time out from training camp to go?
Yeah, Kyler can do that.
Plus, I mean, you're looking at skill position players only. You know, like. Will Hernandez isn't going to be playing on Team Mexico.
No, like,
what's he going to do? You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, what's the Titus Howard? Like, he's not going to play 7-on-7. Like, what do you like? You know, like who? I wonder what those rosters look. I don't think that we see a lot of NFL guys.
I really don't plan on. I feel like we're going to
watch
a game, and it's going to be such a blowout. We're not going to watch the rest.
Wait, you think they're going to Barcelona them, like dream team them?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be so non-competitive that we're all going to be like really excited for the first game. We're going to watch it, and then it's going to be – I probably don't need to watch a single second of this.
I think you're sleeping on the cohesiveness that is needed to play flag football.
Sorry, I'm not worried about Team London or Team England like or Team Japan.
Team London?
Yeah, I know.
Team London?
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say that British Brooks was going to play for Team London. I was hoping that was where you're going.
He should qualify. London.
All right, 713. I'm fascinated to see what these rosters look like now. It's going to be interesting. All right, 713-780-3776. College football. Who had the biggest win in college football over the weekend? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
All right, before we go to the break, I'll go ahead and spoil something for you. The biggest win was not the Texas Longhorns. No, Longhorns got killed. But you can get a big win by going out to Old Humble Distilling Company, Houston's finest micro distillery. There's so many reasons to go out to Old Humble Distilling Company. First off, they have new hours, started a couple weeks ago. More time each hour, or each day, that is, to try their fantastic spirits. Don't tempt me with a good time. More hours of the day to go out and have their cocktails. Sign me up. Right now, open Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 9. So stop by after work, stop by on the weekend, stop by anytime and try the Boomtown Bourbon or Special Reserve, which are my personal favorites. Plus, on Wednesdays, happy hour all night with $8 cocktails until they close. And trivia joins their lineup on Thursday starting at 6:30. So if you're into that, if you like to go out and prove your own knowledge, go out and check out Old Humble Distilling on Thursdays with their trivia at 6:30. And many more new exciting things coming to the tasting room in the coming weeks as well, including us. We'll be going out to Old Humble Distilling Company for 3 live remotes before the end of the year, starting in just a couple weeks on October 17th. Old Humble Distilling Company, the official whiskey of campfires, cookouts, good stories, and great friends. Go visit their distillery and tasting room at 19103 Continental Parkway, just off FM 1960, and check out their selection of premium whiskeys at Old Humble Distilling.com. You can also grab a bottle at Specs, Total Wine, or find a retailer's. Can't find it? Just ask for Old Humble Distilling Company by name. Try Old Humble Distilling Company because life's too short for factory whiskey.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
I'm not great with theme songs or fight songs. Who's is this one?
Texas Tech.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. Red Raiders look good, man. I got nothing bad to say about them. I respect the heck out of that team. They're so good in the trenches. They spent their NIL money wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Spent it beefing up the line, offensive line, defensive line. They lived in the Houston Cougar backfield on Saturday. They did. I mean, they were. I saw the pressure rate was like 80-something percent. You get into the quarterback at that high of a clip,
80-something percent.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I mean, Stroud was pressured what 55% last year.
It was like 80-something percent. Wow. It was the worst in college football this week. And look, credit to the Texas Tech defensive line; they're studs. They got that transfer from Stanford, Romeo or whatever. That's like going to be a first round draft pick. The second highest was Arch. Arch was the second most pressure. Maybe it was only Power Four teams.
I believe it. I mean, that was the most striking thing about that Longhorn game. I mean, I expected the offense
Ryan,
to struggle.
Already changing the topic, huh?
You don't want to change the topic from the Cougars?
No, I mean, they deserve their love. That was a huge win for Tech. Top 10 team. They're really good. I like Cody Campbell too. Like, he's trying to change the game with NIL. He's trying to change college football. So I got a lot of respect to them. That was a big time win. Congratulations to the Red Raiders. I wish them well the rest of the year. I mean that sincerely. All right, now you can talk bad about Texas.
No, it's just like, I mean, I've obviously been conditioned to expect the offense to struggle with the way things have gone this year. What was shocking, because I think we were all in agreement that, like, well, I mean, their offense might suck, but I don't see how Florida scores. That was kind of the sentiment going into that game. And Longhorns just got absolutely bullied on both sides of the line, on offense and defense. Arch got hit a ton. Now, he also missed a few passes that could have been touchdowns. That's neither here nor there. But the main takeaway to me was just how much Florida bullied Texas on both sides of the line.
That is here and it is there. That matters.
Okay.
That absolutely matters.
They looked awful.
Are they
getting closer to benching him?
I would, yeah. I think he's going to get at least this week against OU. You get crushed against OU, then I think a change is made. My original prediction was the Georgia game was when he was going to get benched, but I think it's been moved up a little bit.
Okay.
I don't even think it's not all him. I thought he was okay. I mean, he wasn't. He's not the reason why they lost this game. I don't think.
But he missed. I mean, he missed so many throws.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. He's not missing throws at the rate like he did against UTEP, which is a fascinating sentence on its own. But he missed a wide open touchdown pass to DeAndre Moore. There was a few more in that game where I forget the kid's name. But they got a transfer from Stanford. He missed passes to him. Some of them. I mean, he was getting pressured. I'll give him that little bit of a pass, but. Man, Texas pays too much in NIL money to get bullied on the offensive defensive lines like they did.
Yeah, I thought it was good on the AP to drop Texas and Penn State out, though.
I agree.
Yeah,
that's the first time where I'm like, okay, AP top 25. I like what you're doing here because obviously they had their issues earlier in the year, and I still don't believe in the preseason AP. I don't believe in an AP poll like until halfway through the year. But good on them for dropping Texas and Penn State out of the top 25. Neither one's beaten a Power Four program.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, you can't have that.
Yeah, I was surprised to even see them both still ranked in the coaches poll, honestly.
That is interesting.
I mean, like, Texas is still 19th in the coaches poll.
Are they that high?
Yeah, Penn State's 22, Texas is 19.
I don't even look at the coaches poll. Why do you look at the coaches poll?
Looks at the coaches poll.
I had it
up. Besides Joe.
No, I opened the app, and the ESPN app hadn't updated yet.
Yeah.
Hadn't added the AP poll in yet. So I saw them ranked, and I was shocked to see them ranked. And then the AP poll came out, and they were not ranked.
ESPN does, when you click on poll, before the committee rankings are out, they do have them side by side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Aggies are looking good, though. That was a nice win against Mississippi State. A good, underrated Mississippi State team, in my opinion. Their defense is looking really good. Wrecking Crew's back, baby.
Yeah, I think my reasoning for why I picked, you know, on Friday – Mississippi State to cover the 16.5, I think it's still sound, but...
Oh, here we go.
No, but... No.
I'm listening dumb, guys.
But I think what A&M proved is, like, the notion of what's happened in the past with A&M is not necessarily the same. Like an old, like a Jimbo-led A&M team, I don't think they cover this game. But Elko's got them going in the right direction. I think the good part for them is there's still a lot to grow for Marcel Reed. I mean, he's not been... He's good... And they didn't really use him on the ground too much in this game till the very end there when they needed, you know, in the red zone. So I like what we're seeing a lot from A&M right now, honestly.
Is he dating Suni Lee? Marcel Reed?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. You don't like Olympics, huh? You don't like gymnastics, huh? Do you know who Simone Biles is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I watched.
No, she was one of the gymnasts.
Yeah, I didn't
Suni
know that.
Lee.
Who the f*** is that guy?
Y'all are both casuals. You guys know two sports. Y'all know football. Y'all know baseball. Maybe a little bit of basketball.
I know college football.
Y'all have a very narrow spectrum in the world of wide world sports.
Yes, I'm not locked in on a sport that happens every 4 years.
Thank God. I'm with Joe on this.
Gymnastics is year round, baby. Yeah. Gymnastics. You think they just take a 4-year hiatus? Well, Simone might have with the twisties, but you think all these other gymnasts just take a 4-year break? No, they excel in their craft.
They do as far as what the television covers.
Yeah,
no one cares.
That's not true. The Olympics are very highly rated. 99%
of the sporting world does not care except for every four years.
Outside of the Olympics, yes.
Yeah, but those moments are massive.
I'm locked in.
We remember that then not locked in enough.
I'm locked in
very short term memory.
I'm locked in for 3 weeks. This also is not a sports conversation, Jeremy. This is a dating conversation.
But it's with an athlete, so it's sports related. Two athletes are dating is a sports conversation. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are dating. That's one athlete. We talk about that nonstop.
She's on TV.
So
every week
is every fourth year. I think she was dating a Texan, actually. I think she was dating that USC defensive back, and then I guess now she's on to college quarterbacks. Huh. She went from a pro to a college QB. But Marshall Reed probably makes more than
that's probably true. the money these guys are making is a joke.
Yeah,
I heard.
Well, it's not a joke.
It's a joke.
I wouldn't say it's a joke.
Like you're judging
it. I think it's a joke.
Why?
You're
worth what somebody's willing to pay you.
Yeah, I guess $300,000 for a center at Indiana makes a lot of sense.
Baby.
That's
Indiana's
crazy.
Top. They're one of the. They're in. That's a football school. Indiana.
That was last year. This guy was making it. I can't believe these offensive linemen are making $300,000 a year.
You're worth it
in
if
college
you get
football.
It means more in the Big Ten.
I guess so. Unless you're Penn State.
Did you the one that caught me off guard was Oregon State's quarterback Malik Murphy? I was watching that game on TV.
Former Longhorn,
and they said he got $1.5 million. They're winless, and he can't throw the football.
I guess that's the quarterback market.
Yeah, but hey, you're worth what somebody's willing to pay. It's not college athletics anymore. This is pro sports.
Yeah, I mean, when Quinn got $1 million to be the backup at Ohio State, Quinn Ewers, like that's when we kind of knew. It felt like then, like that, you knew that it was going to get to a big number quickly.
I mean, that wasn't really to be. I mean, I understand he wasn't going to start, but that was to get him there and eventually be the starter.
Sure, sure. But like, that's you're bringing in a guy and he's never played college football, and you're already paying him $1 million. It was kind of inevitable, inevitable of what a transfer quarterback was going.
Bryce Underwood got $10 million. He never played college football.
Yeah.
To be fair, he's a starter day one though. But yeah. What I wonder is like. You know, the Texas of the world that bring in like a senior transfer who's going to be no doubt the backup. I wonder what they're getting. I wonder what the price is for a clipboard holder in college football.
I can't imagine it's that much.
I would say it's at least six figures.
For a backup?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, quarterback position is important. Ohio State or Miami? Who do you think should be number one?
I think Miami.
I think their resume is better.
Yeah. I think Miami is the better one. I mean, at this point, they've got wins over South Florida, over Florida, over Florida State, over Notre Dame. I think it's honestly not even close. They should be the number one team in the country. Who is Ohio State beat?
Texas.
Unranked team.
Yeah. That loss is certainly less impressive. After that, they beat
by a touchdown.
They beat Ohio. They beat Washington.
Washington's pretty good. They won that one on the road.
Yeah, I think Miami should be number one.
But I do think Miami has a better resume.
Oh, by far.
Yeah. I mean, Ohio State's best win is at Washington, I think. If Joe thinks the money's a joke, he probably thinks the U.S. women's soccer team should be equally paid,
nope.
Which is fine.
Didn't
college basketball is big people watch. The sport is huge. You're going to get paid. He didn't like you being in the wallets of those college kids. Time to start playing arch like Sam Ehlinger or Taysom Hill. Eesh, that's not a ringing endorsement. Who gets benched first, Jake Browning or Arch Manning?
I think Browning.
Megan Thee Stallion dates Klay Thompson. You don't talk about that. We talk about that all the time. We just do it whenever you're not listening, 1970. What are you talking about that? We mention that at least once a show, just when you're not listening. Another junkie on the text line, biggest win was Vanderbilt. That came from Keith. Vanderbilt lost to Alabama, which Bama might be better than we think because they got off to a slow start or they lost one game. It's like, oh, no, DeBoer, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's no Nick Saban. But he's kind of righted that ship. Pretty good.
Very quickly.
Roll Tide. That was a good win for them. But my favorite part of this game was Diego Pavia getting into a shouting match with a Bama fan after the game.
I'll do whatever the I want. You're talking to kids. You're talking to kids.
That was my favorite part because Diego Pavia is 24 years old and probably makes $500,000 at minimum, maybe even $1 million. He probably makes $1 million. He's 24 years old, and he's got a grad assistant coming over saying, "You're talking to kids." No, he's halfway through his 20s.
Yeah, but this guy looked like he was in his 50s.
So what?
I think the fan's the loser in the situation.
I think the assistant coach saying you're talking to kids when the guy's making more than you're making and he's 24 years old is being babying of a guy who's a grown man.
Yeah, I don't know if you need to do that either, but I think the dynamic at college games for like the adults yelling at college kids, I think, is always a little strange.
We just established that these are professionals. He is 24 years old.
I know.
Like the college kids. He should have been out of college 2 years ago.
Well, that's true. But I can't help that.
He started college in 2020. He should no longer be a college kid. He should be getting his doctorate.
Or be on a practice squad.
Well, he can't be on a practice squad. He's probably not good enough.
Yeah, probably not.
Good college quarterback, not a pro. So he's making $1 million at Vandy. He's 24 years old, and he's got a quality control assistant saying, you're talking to the kids. Think about the children. So, he's 24. He's a girl. He's probably older than that guy.
Yeah, and I wonder
who's the coach.
See, I wonder what Diego Pavia makes in NIL if he doesn't transfer, since he didn't transfer.
Vandy?
Yeah.
He's probably making a good amount. He probably got a good amount to go there, and he probably got a good amount to stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if Google knows. Ooh. Google AI, which is never good, is set to earn over $2 million in 2025. Okay. So you have a quality control assistant
who probably
is coming at Diego Pavia's backup when he's making $2 million, which is probably 200 times more than he's making, and is 24 years old. You're talking to kids. No, you're talking to a millionaire who's halfway through his 20s. That's who you're talking to. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Chuck, you're in the junkyard with Jeremy and Joe. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Hey, I just want to know, are we starting to think about Notre Dame a little differently? After their first two losses were kind of tough, I think they might be a scary team. Just want to know y'all's opinion. I'm a big Notre Dame fan. Thank y'all.
Joe?
Same, Chuck. Yes, they're going to make the playoff this year. They lost to Miami and Texas A&M by a combined 4 points. Like they're going to be a playoff team this year. CJ Carr is a top five quarterback in college football right now, the way he's playing. And they might have the best running back room in college football.
I think they're going to lose the home game to USC.
Really?
Yeah, I just wanted to annoy you.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think they'll lose again this year.
If that game was today, Notre Dame would be favored by 6.5?
Probably.
Okay.
I think they're favored by – I don't think that number is that different than – actually, I don't know what the number is this weekend versus NC State, but I don't think it's not a 20-point line like their last couple games. Oh, no, it is.
Well,
it is.
ESPN
it is.
Has it at 21.5.
It's 21.5.
I just pulled it up because I was on their
State,
schedule.
I thought NC State was better than that.
Maybe they are. Maybe that's a respect to Notre Dame. All right, 713-780-3776. LeBron James has a cryptic 10-second video kind of alluding to his second decision, which we all know this is because he partners with Amazon. He's one of their clients or whatever, and or one of the talking heads, the advertisers, whatever, a spokesperson. So he did a little 10-second cryptic thing, like, what's my decision going to be? It's going to be Prime Day. But wrong answers only. What is LeBron James' second decision? 713-780-3776. Wrong answers only. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Back with Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5
inside of the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
LeBron James has a little decision thing out today. Probably an advertisement for Amazon Prime Day tomorrow, but they're making light of it's his second decision when he took his talents to South Beach. But 713-780-ESPN. What's LeBron's decision going to be? Wrong answers only. Joe, what you got?
After all the chaos that's happened over the last week with the WNBA, LeBron James is going to announce he's buying the WNBA.
I thought you said he was going to be in the WNBA.
Well, that's possible, too. But
Joanna Man, LeBron a man. He's not going to buy the WNBA. Oh, yeah. Wrong answers only.
Yep.
Could he be a better commissioner of the WNBA than that commissioner that's like doing all that corrupt stuff over there?
It doesn't seem like it's a high bar to pass, Jeremy.
I don't really pay attention to the WNBA. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't either. I read the drama.
Yeah, which I like drama. That's fun. Wrong answers only. Mine is that he's going to demand to play wherever. What's LeBron's other son's name? Bryce?
Bryce?
I think it's Bryce, right? He's at Arizona. I'm going to see him play this year. He's going to hold out and demand to play wherever Bryce James plays next year, and Bronny has to be traded to that team too. So you're going to have three Jameses on the same team.
Can't wait for him to be a Rocket then.
No.
It's not going to be. No. No, Joe. He's not going to be a Rocket.
I don't want LeBronny, and Bryce. No. But that's going to be his announcement. So wrong answers only. What's LeBron's decision going to be? 2180 says LeBron is changing careers. It is going to be my personal valet and make me think of good things to say and not bad text. Another junkie on the text line, whether or not to cut Bronny. Bronny ain't being cut. That's his personal valet. Junkie on the text line, LeBron's trying out for baseball. Ooh. So, hot take. I think what Jordan did in AAA was actually impressive. I know he gets kind of diminished for what he did. What did he hit, like 210 or something like that? You'd never play baseball in your college. Ever since college, you never play baseball, right? You play a little high school baseball. So let's just give him his senior year he played baseball, which I'm not even sure he did that. So he went from his senior year in high school to whenever he was, how old was he, 30-something?
Mm-hmm.
He did. He went, what is that, 15 years maybe, 12 years? 12, 14 years with never playing baseball. And then in AAA, which is one step away, hit 215 or whatever he did. I consider that impressive.
202, but I agree with you.
Above the Mendoza line, I consider that impressive.
And I thought it was AA, if we're well, actually.
AA, 202, I consider that impressive.
It is AA. Okay. He had 51 RBIs.
Well, it's
RBI.
It's RBIs.
It's 30 stolen.
MLA. It's RBIs.
30 stolen bases.
Terry Francona said that he was heating up. He was going to play Winter League, and Terry Francona said, because Francona was his minor league manager, if memory serves, he said that Jordan would have made it to the bigs if he didn't return to basketball.
So this puts him in front of Kyler Murray, right, then?
He's not active. Well, and no, gotcha. He does not. He was not drafted first round in both sports. But I actually think it was impressive. What would LeBron hit in AA tomorrow? You put him in Corpus Christi. He played a whole season in Corpus. What would LeBron's batting average be?
100?
Yeah, I think it'd
Until
be like,
they go on the road.
I think it'd be like 082.
You
still have to touch the ball.
I'm joking, but
like, could he announce he's going to the NFL tomorrow?
That would be fun.
Replacing CeeDee Lamb.
He did play football in high school.
He claims recently he got offered a chance to come play for the Seahawks.
Recently?
Well, like that he told the story that Pete Carroll invited him for a tryout.
That was a long time ago. Pete Carroll was there, what, at least 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was 2020.
So. I mean, I think he could have played in the NFL. Like, if the NBA locked out, I think he could have played in the NFL.
I agree.
Which goes back to the whole basketball, football, basketball. Way more basketball players would get football tryouts than football players would get basketball tryouts. It's 100% fact. LeBron's going to remake the movie Twins with Kevin Hart. That'd be kind of funny. LeBron is here to hold down the fort for the Ravens at quarterback while Lamar is out. That'd be fun to watch, at least. LeBron is going to back Drake. That'd be a terrible decision. He's joining Bassmasters as his second professional career. Could you imagine LeBron on like a fisherman's boat?
No.
He would take
no.
up the entire boat.
Yeah, I cannot imagine that.
He's taking his talents to Qatar. Is it Qatar or Qatar? I remember a big argument.
I thought it was Qatar.
Yeah, I remember during the Olympics. It was like Qatar. I think it is Qatar. I wonder if he does start a new league. There was rumored to do that.
Yeah, him and Rich Paul.
Were rumored to start like a senior league kind of so overseas.
There is like a theory about this that last year he had a similar post that was kind of cryptic about some kind of announcement for Amazon Prime Day.
Right.
But he put the hashtag ad in the post that he did not put that this year.
Huh.
So there's some people that are curious.
Yeah, because I remember there was rumors that he and Rich Paul were going to start like a – I don't know if it was Saudi-backed or not.
No,
they were going to start some like traveling senior circuit.
Yeah, I think it was just they were backing it. I think it wasn't it just like a Euro League?
Just them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a Euro League where they would go to a bunch of different cities. It was kind of a traveling circus kind of.
Yeah.
But they're like supposedly attract big names. I mean, the Rockets didn't sign Kevin Durant to a contract extension. Maybe he's going to do that.
Hey, of all the things that have come up so far, this one to me is like the most logical is that like – Saudi Arabia is funneling money into LeBron James.
And then he's going to start a league. It would make sense. I mean, they're doing it with. They're doing it with tennis. They're doing it with boxing. They're doing it with wrestling. They're doing it with a little live golf.
They just bought EA Sports.
Soccer. What are they going to do with that?
Just keep the brand.
That's weird.
Moneymaker.
His second decision is that he's taking his talents to a foot modeling agency. Remember when Costanza was a hand model for that one episode? Tomorrow's National Taco Day. Is that true? LeBron's second decision will be corn or flour tortillas, that or green or red salsa. I invented Taco Tuesday. Not LeBron. I did. And the answer most of the time is flour. Now, if you're eating seafood or you're eating barbacoa, give me a little corn. He's letting his son go to fashion school. Which son? Bronny or Bryce?
I think that's Bryce.
Bryce is the better player, though.
Yes.
He's at Arizona. He's going to be pretty good. Not reading that one, 9240. He's going to be a backup dancer for Adele. Is Adele still with LeBron's agent?
I don't think so. I could be wrong. But.
LeBron is signing with Liv Goff. He's joining Fox News as a journalist. I don't think he's doing that. No. Definitely Fox not. News wants LeBron to shut up and dribble. Quitting NBA to own the team that expands to Vegas. I think he does want to do that, actually.
I think he does, too, but they don't seem to want to expand.
He's making the decision to stop flopping. No way. We said wrong answers only. I don't know if that made any sense. All right, 713-780-3776. Car wreck of the day. What is the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Who knows? Maybe the decision is that he wants a goal from Pro Dunk Hoops. It would make some sense because the goals from Pro Dunk Hoops are pretty much like the goals you see in the pro gyms, the college gyms. They make the highest quality basketball goals you'll find. And if you're going to get a goal, do it right. Don't get these goals from the big box stores, the backboards messed up, the rims jacked. Sometimes they're laying down on their belly. They're no good. Get a goal from Pro Dunk, tempered glass backboard. Breakaway rim, stainless steel hardware. It's rust-proof, which is must-have in Houston, and it's height-adjustable, anywhere from 5 to 10 feet in a matter of seconds. They have the best accessories, too, LED light kits for night play. Pretty soon, it's going to be getting dark pretty early. You get these LED light kits, that way you can play nonstop. Backstop nets, you don't have to chase the basketball around. Pole pad lettering, you can put your whatever you want on that pole pad. Maybe you just want to put J-O-E. That's cool, and lots more. You can order everything, including professional installation online at ProDunk.com. Include that installation too. They're going to install your goal at the perfect height, perfectly straight. You don't do a thing. Let the pros at ProDunk do that work for you. And right now, if you call ProDunk and mention hearing this ad on ESPN, you'll receive the Lightning Adjust Drill Powered Height Adjustment feature for free. It's a $249 value. So what are you waiting for? It's installed for free, too. So gifting you $250, gifting you installation, helps you raise and lower the goal 10 times faster with zero effort. Take advantage of this now. 281-351-9822. Mention it, 281-351-9822. Or visit online at ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN.
97.5. You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wrecks of the day. 713-780-3776. Joe, what are you watching tonight?
The Cubs game. With Justin Turner leading off.
And then when they're down 9-1, what are you switching to?
It's not nice.
Don't
talk about our Cubs that way.
Something else? Monday Night Football, probably?
Are you going to watch any of the Rockets game?
No.
What do you mean no? You feel such disgust.
You could just said no.
I don't watch preseason nothing.
That's not true. You watch preseason Texans games.
So you do watch preseason? Because that was a double negative. I'm confused.
I am forced to watch Texans and Bears preseason games.
Fair.
I do not like spring training baseball. I don't watch preseason basketball. It's a huge waste of time.
You wouldn't watch it when you're at the flagship for both stations?
No, we wouldn't talk about it.
All right.
I think it's a fair take. I might. I DVR every Rockets game. I might watch it in the morning. Just see little Reed Shepard. See what he looks like. I think I'm going to watch a few minutes of it. A few minutes of it.
No, that means we're getting close to Israel takes about Reed Shepard again.
I feel like I have to watch it now.
I'm going
to
watch a few minutes of it, see what I see. But I'll be watching Chiefs and Jags. And about that. All right, Carrick of the Day, what you got, Joe?
I'm going to nominate Cron.com for this one to start off.
Good call.
They tweeted out a story and said, more bad breaks befall D'Amico Ryan's team. It's a story about Cade Stover breaking his foot from a month ago.
Do you think this was a mistimed scheduling?
I think so. But they,
I think so, too.
But they haven't deleted it yet.
How long has it been up?
Since yesterday at 5:30.
Oh, no. Are you serious? And people have been calling him out for it, too. So, yes. Like, if anybody's monitoring their mentions, they're aware of it.
And the story was written on September 8th. It was posted on October 5th. So, I don't, like...
They get no engagement, either. Like, I look at some of their... they get, like, no likes. They get, like, 72 people see their stories.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah, it's weird.
But, like, you got to take that down. I mean, his window to return opens today. If they wanted to.
Yeah, I bet you that was a mistimed.
It has to be a mistimed schedule.
But
post.
It can't still be there.
No.
It's bad.
You gotta
24
take it
hours
down.
Later, no.
Dude, no one's actively monitoring their... I bet you that they might not have an admin right now. My nomination's Mark Sanchez. Sanchez went out and got drunk. Our idiot color commentator went out in Indy, got liquored up, ran his mouth and got into a fight with a guy in a box van that was just trying to dispose of some grease, some cooking grease. He told him he couldn't be parked there. He confronted him. He tried to fight him. The box van grease driver stabbed him. Stabbed Mark Sanchez. Sanchez had to be hospitalized. Good news is for Sanchez, he was discharged from the hospital. The bad news is he went straight to jail. And now got upgraded, too, by the way, to a felony charge. He could be looking at 1 to 6 years in prison. I mean, he'd probably get a good attorney, maybe, you know, get out of that. But you know what? He cost himself a high-paying, easy job because he got drunk, and he's an idiot.
He went
what
full
an
Karen.
Idiot Mark Sanchez is.
Yeah, he went full Karen trying to say you can't park here.
Yeah.
Because he talked to the manager.
He was trying to run sprints there.
What a wild thing. I mean, I know he's drunk and that's the reason, but what a wild thing to get upset about. Like a guy parking his work vehicle there because, I wanted to run sprints in the alley.
As he was drunk at 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
What a dumb idiot.
I think we're going to include Adam Schefter in this one, who apparently tweeted out that Mark Sanchez was stabbed during a robbery and then has since deleted that tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was wrong. Right.
Well, that's the way it wasn't just Schefter. The way the early reporting was going played Mark to be out of victim, to be a victim.
Yeah, I wonder why. Switched, I wonder why that happened.
It switched abruptly.
I think TMZ didn't have the full story when they broke it.
Somebody gave bad info.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Mark Sanchez and his agent.
I mean, the photos of the dude is pretty
yeah.
It looks like he got stabbed.
He did. Well, he's got a deep laceration on his cheek.
But I didn't hear that he had it. Like, how did he get stabbed, though?
Well, the part of the reporting was Sanchez attacked him, so I guess it was during the course of that attack. I don't know.
Yeah, he looks bad. That guy did file a lawsuit against Mark Sanchez and Fox.
So he'll win that
today. Yeah, what an idiot! All right, Brian, what do you got?
I don't have time for the audio, but I thought Jair Alexander was pretty soft, especially since he's like been on the Ravens for 2 days, and he's the one that's trying to. Protect the legacy of Ray Lewis.
I don't know if you can call him soft, though.
Yeah, it was pretty soft.
Physically confronted him.
It was pretty soft. He ripped the ball away to try to take the ball away.
But it was a physical confrontation.
It was soft. I'll also nominate Bill Belichick and the Longhorns.
Yeah, Belichick. They didn't want to honor Drake May at all. This is weird stuff, man.
Yeah, but then they started tweeting out highlights this morning after they got called on it.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a weird behavior that they got going on there. Key says the Cardinal-Titans game. Yep. Jair Alexander says a texter. Mark Sanchez, Penn State losing to UCLA. Amari DiMarcado, Eagles passing offense. Yeah.
I mean, the winner's Mark Sanchez,
it's
right?
Definitely Mark Sanchez.
Probably going to be the only win he gets in a very long time. Congratulations, Mark Sanchez, our car wreck of the day. That does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Coming up next, ESPN National. Good night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Emeka Egbegbo.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.